Tanya for the 27th of Adar Aleph is on page 427 in Perek Lamed Beis, chapter 32 of Tanya. Having stated that Avas Yisroel, the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, applies to every Jew, L'migodol V'at Koton, from the greatest to the smallest, the Alter Rebbe is now explaining how do we resolve the seeming contradiction with the statement in Gemara that when you see your friend sinning, it is a mitzvah to hate him. So first the Rebbe says that that statement is limited to your friend. Your friend meaning a fellow student of Torah, someone who knows about Yiddishkeit and is your peer and your equal in Torah and in mitzvahs. Because then the sins that he commits, even if they're out of carelessness, not intentional, even if they're unintentional, because he is knowledgeable in Yiddishkeit and because he's a scholar, his sin is more unforgivable, because even the unintentional sin of the scholar is considered intentional. Secondly, the mitzvah to hate your friend is only after you have fulfilled the mitzvah of rebuking him. And the mitzvah of rebuking a friend, the Gemara says, how many times do you have to rebuke him? 100 times or until he hits you. So if he's fulfilled that mitzvah already also, and has rebuked him as often as is necessary, and he still won't stop sinning, then this statement that if your friend sins, you should hate him, then this statement applies. Aval mi she'eine chavede, on page 427. One who is not his equal, not his peer, the eine mekurev etzle, and he is not close to him, he's not his friend, they're not on intimate terms. Hine al ze omar hilul hazokein, concerning that, when you see a Jew sinning, who is not your equal, and not your peer, and not your close friend, concerning that, Hillel Hazokin said, Have mitalmidov shel Arin, be like the disciples of Arin, Oyev Shalom, etc., Oyev es habriya isu mekarvan l'teira, that you should love peace and pursue peace, to love the creatures and bring them closer to Teira. So here also we have to resolve the seeming contradiction. In one place it says that if you see your friend sinning, you should hate him. And here Hillel says that if you see him not observing Yiddishkeit, not observing Torah and mitzvahs, then you should love him in order to bring him closer to Torah. So obviously we're talking again about somebody who's not keeping the mitzvahs, who's sinning. And yet Hillel's response is, love him and bring him to Torah. So the obvious way of resolving this contradiction is that if you can bring him to Torah through love, then obviously that's what you ought to do. But if he is your peer, he has studied as much Torah as you have, he is as knowledgeable as you are, he is as close to Yiddishkeit as you are, and you've already rebuked him, so what more can you do to bring him closer to Torah? He is close to Torah, and still he sins, even after the rebuke. So then the statement, the mitzvah of hating him, hating a person who sins, applies to this friend of yours who already is close to Torah. But somebody who is not close to Torah, concerning him, the statement of Hillel applies, that you should love him and bring him to Yiddishkeit. And why does Hillel use the word creatures, the term creatures? Leimar, to tell you that it's not only talking about someone who has sinned, but she'af ha'rechikim etayras Hashem v'avidose, that even someone who is very far from Torah and Eibishter, v'lochein ekrayim b'shem b'riyeis ba'alma, they are so far from godliness that the only thing you can call them is creatures. It is their only virtue. Their only virtue is the fact that God created them. And even such a Jew, Tzorich l'mashchon b'chavli aveses ahava, you have to draw them, schlep them, with thick cords of love. V'kula hay v'ulai, and hopefully, through this love, yuchal l'karvan l'teira v'avedes Hashem, you'll be able to bring them closer to Teira and to godliness. Because ultimately, whether a person does mitzvahs or not depends completely on his freedom of choice. So you can't say with certitude that if you're going to love him, he will keep mitzvahs. So when Hillel says, "Oyeves habriyes umekarvan l'teira," it's not a guaranteed thing that if you love them, then you will bring them closer to Teira. You have to try. Just as it says before, "Oyev shalim v'zeidev shalim." You have to love peace and you have to pursue it. You can't assure that there's going to be peace, but you can pursue it. In the same way here, you have to love your fellow Jew and pursue bringing him closer to Yiddishkeit. Will you bring him closer to Yiddishkeit? Maybe. Because it depends on his freedom of choice. He can't take away his freedom of choice. V'hen loy, and if in the end you don't bring him closer to Yiddishkeit, loy hifsit schar mitzvahs avas veim, that does not in any way diminish the validity of the love. Because the love is not on condition. You love him because he's a Jew. And hopefully that love will bring him back to a better place. But even if it doesn't, the love remains valid because it stands on its own. So the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael applies to every Jew, even the Jew whose only virtue is that he's a creature, that God created him, and the approach, the mitzvah concerning this Jew is to love him with heavy cords of love in order to bring him closer to Teira mitzvahs. But even if he doesn't become closer to Teira mitzvahs, the mitzvah of loving him remains. In Hayem Yeim, for the 27th of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes, Amur Omar, my father said, the Rebbe Rashab said, Emes is the derech hamitzua. Truth is the middle path. Anatiya liyamin af machmir zayin av zich un gefinnen zich esreines. Getting off on any tangent, either to the right, meaning that he is severe and stringent with himself, and he finds gefinnen zich esreines, and he finds fault within himself. Oder in yonei aveiris, or he finds that he sinned, was nicht wie der Emes is, and it's an exaggeration, it is not the correct truth about himself, he's exaggerating his faults. Oder anatiya l'smol, or if he digresses to the left, and that is mekel sein sich, that he underestimates his faults. Mechase sein eigene chesreinis, he hides and covers up his faults. Oder mekel sein in yom ne'aveda mitad avas atzmei, or he allows himself to be lenient in his aveda. He doesn't drive himself sufficiently because of self-love. Zainan zeibede falshedrachim. Both of them are false ways, false paths, because emes is in the middle.